Hello, my name is Dr. Mike Eden. Probably know by now that I'm a career research scientist, a biologist. I've worked in the biopharmaceutical industry for over 30 years. Famously, a former vice president at Pfizer. I left in 2011 as vice president and worldwide head of respiratory research. I was responsible for everything from idea to clinical proof of concept. In the 10 years after leaving Pfizer, I've worked as an independent. I consulted to 30 biotech companies. I also founded, led, and sold my own biotech, Xiarco. And we were written up in a 2017 article in Forbes magazine. I think it was Converting Pfizer Discards into Gold. And it was written by a former Pfizer board member. So 3 years before this alleged event started, I was very well regarded in the industry. I'm going to tell you that the design of the so-called vaccines was intentionally to harm people, and I'm going to give you several examples of that based on my extensive industry experience of rational drug design. Not a single atom or molecule in a synthetic drug is in there by luck. It's in there because people chose it to be in there and they intended certain things to flow from their choices. But just very briefly, you should know, I hope, there has not been a pandemic. Dennis Rancourt's data shows that the all-cause mortality evidence data did not increase at all in the run-up to the declaration, fraudulently, by WHO of a pandemic. There is no public health emergency except that created by our governments. A inappropriate, fraudulent PCR test was used to give people the impression that they had a particular disease where they didn't. There were all the normal diseases. And then what happened was, in three different ways, people were treated badly through changed medical procedures that were imposed above the level of nation, briefly, mass ventilation of people inappropriately in hospitals that led to lots of deaths. In care homes, many people were given sedatives and respiratory depressants, which led to their deaths. My PhD was specifically in that area of opiates and respiratory depression. And in the community, people were denied life-saving antibiotics, and died of bacterial pneumonia. There's your pandemic. There is no other pandemic. And based on this lie, we were told that vaccines were coming our way and would be our savior. Two things. As I say, first, there's no pandemic, so you certainly don't need an experimental, rushed medical intervention. But secondly, even if you did, as someone who's worked in the industry for over 30 years, I am telling you, it's absolutely impossible to invent, test, clinically evaluate, and manufacture and then launch on global scale a complex biomedical product. It's absolutely impossible. It's not as close, it's years wrong. The fastest record prior to this was 6 years. And friends of mine who've worked all their lives in manufacturing of complex biological products tell me the methods development alone for the development of a reproducible manufacturing process itself takes a number of years. So whatever it is you think was done, I am telling you there was not the development of a proper medical product. What I think happened was the advancement of materials that are intentionally toxic, and then they were sketchily advanced and jammed into people's arms, often coerced, sometimes even mandated, with the unsurprising effect that millions of people have died. I don't have time today to explain what I think they're going to do in the future, but suffice to say, more injections are coming if we don't stop this. So, like I said, I'm skilled in the arts of rational drug discovery. So why am I saying these materials are intentionally toxic? Well, let me give you the first example. How do you think your body plays nice with itself, but when it's infected or detects a cancer, it goes to war? And the answer is, it distinguishes self, things that are meant to be inside you, from non-self, from foreign things that are not meant to be inside you. And it is trained exquisitely to detect and attack non-self, foreign things. If you inject a person with a gene that encodes a foreign piece of protein, like a spike protein from a foreign organism, your body will detect that. And every single cell that takes up that material and expresses foreign protein will be attacked and killed by your immune system. Now, if you think that's advanced immunology, let me put you right. It's in the first chapter. Distinguishing self from non-self is one of the foremost lessons of immunology, and every single person involved in the train of delivery of these materials to doctors' hands knew what I've just told you. They will inevitably cause injury. Then, on top of that, it's not just bad enough that you're making a foreign protein, you're making a specific material called spike protein. Those materials are biologically active. That is, if you add them to human blood, for example, they start to coagulate, it clots. Those materials are biological toxins. So now you've got a genetic sequence that forms foreign proteins, that means your body attacks and kills every cell that does it. And if you should release any of that protein in your blood, it will form blood clots. If it releases it near nerves, for example, you will get one or other of several neurological defects. And of course, it's not just nerves or blood. There's a third major factor, and there are many others, but let me give you the third one. These materials are formulated. It's normal to formulate drugs. These are formulated in fatty globules called lipid nanoparticles. What they do is disguise the foreign genetic information, so your body doesn't see it initially until it gets inside your cells, and it goes all around your body. It will glide through the cell wall as if it wasn't there. And that was the entire point of it. So that means these materials don't just go to your lymph nodes, and they certainly don't stay in your arm where they're injected. They go all around the body, including into your brain and your blood and every organ in your body. But here's the thing. 10 years ago, there were papers published, and it was well established and well known in the industry, that lipid nanoparticles, lipid nanocarriers, deposit their cargo preferentially in the ovaries. And that was confirmed with the Pfizer products in an animal experiment performed for the Japanese regulators. So by design, these agents cause an autoimmune attack on every tissue. They make your body form a well-understood biological toxin that can damage multiple organs in your body. And they deposited their cargoes preferentially in the reproductive tissues of women and girls. So if you think that's by luck, then you're mistaken. There is no doubt in my mind, anyone of my caliber, and this is my peers that worked on this, absolutely understood what they were designing and manufacturing. So I think having heard what I've just said, that there was no pandemic and the lie was maintained in order to inject people en masse, I think 5.5 billion people, with an intentionally dangerous substance, 17 million of whom have died so far. What do you think is happening? And what do you think your role as an individual is in stopping this crime? Thank you for listening.